Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
No Communication Breakdown at Anfield by Trevor Downey. Late to the party as ever, it was only last night that this columnist had the joy of seeing Denis Villeneuve's Arrival. Obviously, the beauty of the cinematography and the profundity of the film's themes were the things that continue to resonate on this morning's drive to work. But yesterday, as I watched Amy Adams' linguist try to decipher the complex language and symbology of the visiting heptapods, I was struck by how disappointing it is to see former interpreter Jose Mourinho still struggling with the human alphabet. It was at that point that I realised writing a daily football column has seriously altered my perception of the world, and probably not in an altogether positive way. The theme of communication explored so beguilingly in the aforementioned movie features heavily in today's offering. It is, to be precise, the absence of conversation that begins our look at the state of affairs in the Liverpool country, copyright Mamadou Sakho. It emerges that the call-up of Ben Woodburn to the senior Welsh squad was more of a shock to Jurgen Klopp than it should have been. It is not, you understand, that the German coach does not highly rate his 17-year-old emerging star, but rather that he was later to find out about the youngster's involvement with Chris Coleman's side than he would have liked. In his very Kloppian way, the Liverpool boss let it be known, politely of course, that he was not best pleased by the lack of interaction with Coleman over the youngster's promotion, while simultaneously reminding the Welsh manager of his duty of care towards Woodburn. Actually, I was surprised about this, the Reds gaffer averred. I don't know exactly how it's normal here. This should not be a criticism, but usually when you call up a player, a 17-year-old player, I thought it would be possible to call me. I'm not sure if he knows him well. He didn't play in the team so far for Coleman, I think. Because of the age, it would be better. If he stopped learning now, that would make no sense at 17. I'm not in doubt about this. We didn't hide him. We used him all the time. He's a fixed part of training. He can deal with the nomination for Wales 100%. It's a little bit like my situation. As long as you give me the time, as long as we give him the time, everything will be good. He has to learn, he has to develop, he has to improve, all of this. That's why I said there are now two managers responsible for him. Until now, it was only my job. A case of message very much delivered, then. He's good at the old communique issuing, is Jurgen. Yet for all of his stern practicality, it seems that Herr Klopp is as susceptible to the power of superstition as any of us. He may not be madly tugging his forelock at magpies or wearing the same lucky snood to all home games, but it appears as though the boss believes that not looking at the pitch when James Milner approaches the penalty spot is the best way that he can contribute to the chances of his number 7 converting successfully yet again. In an attempt to rationalise his actions, Klopp failed completely to disguise his belief in lucky habits when he insisted that the versatile vice-captain had been successful without managerial intervention, and he hopes to prolong that run by exaggeratedly displaying that he has absolutely nothing to do with the makeshift left-back spot-kick excellence. By turning his back, he suggests he cannot be responsible. "I don't want to touch wood, but I hope it stays like this," the Reds boss told LiverpoolFC.com. "The only reason I don't watch them is because from the start of the season he's doing a job well without my support. So that's why I don't want to be responsible if he fails one or misses one. That's the only reason." In the aftermath of Sunday's draw against fellow top four contenders Manchester City, it was interesting to hear that the dialogue between the players was of the painfully frank nature necessary for progression to occur. Following his glaring miss, Adam Lallana was guilt-ridden and apologised immediately to his manager and teammates. By comparison with some of the more glaring errors certain squad members have committed this season, hello there, Simon, it hardly seemed necessary for the skillful attacker to throw himself at the mercy of his colleagues, but to his credit, he did just that. Me being me, I went into the dressing room and said sorry to them all, said Lallana, him being him. That's the way I felt. I put my hands up, to not hit the target. It was a chance I should have hit the target with, and probably should have scored. I felt if we got the second, we would have put the game to bed, and I apologised for not hitting the target. But the lads were fine. It's one of those things, isn't it? They happen sometimes. It was a good point, but I'm so disappointed not to score, because it could have been the difference. Well, we can say without fear of contradiction that Lallana certainly established the target had remained unhit. But the sincerity of that abject apology is probably a tad diminished when he refers to missing a tap-in as one of those things that happen sometimes. At any rate, the lines of communication are open at Anfield, and this will hopefully contribute to the arrival of Champions League football next season, because Liverpool are becoming alienated from the very top tier of European football. Look, I'm not even sorry. See you tomorrow for more of the usual nonsense. I have to say I had a great laugh at the objectively decent and yet utterly self-serving nature of Adam Lallana's public apology for missing his sitter. And I, like I said in yesterday's show, I don't feel there's any need for the drama about it in the first place anyway. It was a chance of his own creation. But what was particularly interesting for me in today's news items was the idea that news outlets were falling over themselves to create some sort of a drama about Klopp being in a rage with Coleman, when he's anything but. In fact, Klopp masterfully dealt with the situation in Klopp's own inimitable fashion, which basically involves giving you a little bit of a verbal slap and then giving you a little bit of a verbal pat on the arse. He is the master of getting his point across, and yet it appears as if he was being friendly. Was he being friendly? I think he was being friendly. Why do I feel stung? That's Jurgen Klopp for you. That's what he can do. So look, tragically, I think we're in for a few days of tall Tenerife tales of, training ground japes and bicycle jaunts. So let's just hope there are more stories where I can talk about how other media outlets are making a hames of the news for you. Oh, and while you're at it, if you haven't seen Arrival, I would recommend it. Really, really recommend it. What a spectacularly beautiful movie. Incredible ideas, beautifully realised by Villeneuve. And really, really, really impressive central performance by Amy Adams. So there's your little mini movie review pod. if you could give a damn one way or the other. And I realise that I'm probably about 3 years after everybody else. But hey, listen, I operate on my own timetable. That's all guys all do. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.